Thank you, choir. That was very inspiring, even though I didn't understand the words.
虽然我听不懂他们在唱什么，但是我还是很被鼓励了。
Well, good morning, everyone.
早上好。
It's really an honor and a privilege for me to be here and preach to you this morning.
我很荣幸今天在这里证道。
You know, even though I pastor the English adults, I'm very thankful for the relationships that I have with many of you here in the Mandarin congregation.
虽然我是英文堂的牧师，但是我很珍惜我跟你们这个中文堂很多弟兄姐妹的关系。
And I'm really thankful for the support and encouragement that many of you give to us.
谢谢你对我的支持和鼓励。
You know, we may have different congregations in our church, but we are still one church family.
虽然我们有不同的堂，但是我们还是一家人。
And I'm really blessed to be a part of it.
我很高兴是这一部分。
Let's pray before I begin.
我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day that we can gather to worship you this morning.
天父，我们谢谢你，今天我们聚集敬拜你。
And I pray that as we look into your word, that your spirit would speak to each and every one of us.
当我们打开圣经，你对我们每一个人说话。
And that we would hear your voice and listen and respond.
我们听见你的声音，我们可以回应。
That we would respond in a way that honors and worships you.
让我们的回应可以, 尊崇你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣名祷告。
Amen. Well, how's your memory?
你的记忆如何?
I recently turned 50 years old.
我最近变成50岁了。
I feel like I'm 30.
我感觉我只有30岁。
My wife says I act like I'm 20.
我太太说我表现得像20岁。
But my memory acts like it's 90.
我的记忆像90岁。
They say your memory is the second thing to go.
我记忆通常人家说第二件会离开你的。
I forgot what the first one was.
我忘记第一件是什么。
But I could really see my memory is deteriorating pretty quickly these days.
我记忆力有退步。
I know back when I was younger, I used to have an excellent photographic memory.
当我小的时候，我有非常好的图像记忆。
My mom says when I was like first or second grade, I was reading about President Abraham Lincoln and his Gettysburg Address in the encyclopedia one night.
我妈妈告诉我，一两年级的时候，有一天晚上我在念 林肯总统的哥底斯堡的演讲。
And she says, the next day I woke up and I recited the first paragraph of the Gettysburg Address.
我第二天早上起来的时候就可以背诵了。
My dad said that when I was young also, I would sit and watch my older brother practice piano.
我爸爸说我小的时候我会看我哥哥弹钢琴。
And then after he was done, I'd sit at the piano and I'd play the exact same piece.
他弹完了以后，我坐下，我一样可以弹同一首曲子。
My dad was impressed.
我父亲印象深刻。
My brother wasn't.
但是我的哥哥不见得。
Nowadays, I'm having trouble remembering things.
现在我有常常记不得事情。
I forget so many people's names. I'll meet someone and ask for their name, and then we'll talk for a bit, and then 2 minutes in the conversation, I forgot their name.
我遇见别人跟人家谈，交谈一下。 问了他们名字，然后我就忘记了。
I kind of have to fake myself and see if I can, you know, figure it out before I get embarrassed.
我必须要假装一下，看看我怎么样可以不被 这个不变成窘迫。
Or a lot of times I'll forget what people just told me a few minutes ago.
很多时候我忘记人家告诉我几分钟前告诉我的事情。
I remember I'll meet someone new and I'll be talking to them and then I'll ask them, so what do you do for a living?
我见到一些新人，我跟他们谈，交谈一下，问他们说。 你的职业是什么?
They'll tell me, and then we'll keep talking, and then a few minutes into the conversation, I'll ask them again.
我跟他们谈了几分钟，继续交谈，然后几分钟以后，我又问他们说。
And it's not like, now what did you say you did?
我不是说，哎，你刚刚说了什么？
It's like, so, what do you do for a living? Because I forgot I already asked the question.
你的工作是什么?
And they all say, I just told you, I'm a doctor. Oh, yeah, sorry.
他说，我刚刚告诉你，我是个医生啊。
Your husbands know you tend to forget everything your wife says a lot, right?
你常常丈夫们常常忘记妻子说的话。
Gets me in a lot of trouble.
使我常常找麻烦。What's
even worse is when you forget something that someone did for you.
但是如果你忘记别人对你做的事情就更糟糕了。
I remember a long time ago I was feeling really sorry for myself because I felt, and I was telling my friend, you know, I feel no one really tries to encourage me.
以前我有一段阵子我常会自怜自哀，说没有人来鼓励我。
And my friend replied, I thought I just did. I sent you that note last week, didn't I?
我的朋友会说，上个礼拜我不是刚刚送一张纸条给你吗？
I said, oh yeah, I forgot.
我说, oh, 对不起, 我忘记了。
And my friend was kind of hurt by that.
我的朋友就有点受伤。
You know, tomorrow is Memorial Day.
明天是国丧日。
And Memorial Day is a day in which we remember all those in the armed forces of the United States who gave their lives for our country.
国丧日是纪念那些为我们国家捐躯的将士。
We enjoy the many freedoms that we have here in America because there are many brave men and women who fought for these freedoms and died trying to defend them.
我们在这里可以享受我们的自由，因为有很多男男女为我们做出牺牲，为我们死亡。
But it's easy to forget that, isn't it?
很容易忘记的。
I mean, for many of us, Memorial Day is just a day off, another holiday where we get don't have to go to work or school.
对我们来说，很多人来说，这个国丧日就是又一天假日，我们不用上课上学。
Or we think of Memorial Day as a time for picnics and barbecues.
我们说就可以去野餐，可以去烧烤。
And we give no thought to the sacrifice of those brave soldiers who allow us, because of their sacrifice, we're allowed to do these things.
我们并不纪念那些为我们做出牺牲的人。
This is sad because not remembering a major sacrifice that someone has made for you can breed a very ungrateful heart.
那这是很伤心的事情，当我们忘记别人为我们做的事情，可以在我们里面滋生一种不感恩的心。
And it can also be very insulting and dishonoring to those who made such a huge sacrifice on your behalf.
那对我们做牺牲的那些人呢，好像也是非常的轻慢和不敬。
Now, I don't know if any of you know anyone who died defending our country.
我不知道你知道任何人有没有你的圈子里面有没有为国牺牲的人。
So I can understand if Memorial Day is not very personal to you.
所以可能国丧日对你来说不是很切身的。
But you know, there is someone that we all know who made a major sacrifice for us.
但是有一个人为我们大家做了牺牲，我们都知道的。
Someone who has given his life so that we might enjoy freedom from sin and its consequences of death.
这个人为我们做了牺牲，我们可以从罪和他的后果当中被释放出来。
And you know I'm talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
当然知道我们是在讲主耶稣。
And not only has he given his life for us, but as we live life here on earth, the Lord continues to show himself to us.
不仅他为我们做出牺牲，当我们在这个世上生活的时候，他不断的也会帮助我们。
He enables us to experience his work in our lives.
他帮助我们来经历他。
And the question is, do we remember?
问题是我们记得吗？
You know, just like the soldiers who gave their lives for us.
就像战士们，将士们为我们牺牲。
You know, forgetting what the Lord has done for us can breed a very ungrateful heart in us.
忘记神为我们所做的事情，在我们里面会滋生不感恩。
It can also be insulting and dishonoring to our Lord when we forget.
而且也会对神不敬。
And especially, more than that, we can miss out on great encouragement and help, especially in times when crisis and difficulties come about.
而且当我们生命当中有困难的时候，我们就会缺失一些鼓励。
When you look back at past deliverances and past experiences of God, when you look back and remember those things, it can really help us deal with current crises and trials and difficulties that we face.
当我们纪念到神以前怎么样拯救我们，帮助我们，会帮助我们现在面对我们现在的挑战。
You know, Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, he experienced an encounter with the Lord that he wanted to remember.
雅各是亚伯拉罕的孙子，他记得神在他生命当中做的一件重大的事情。
So he did something that would help him and the generations after him to remember back in Genesis.
他做了一件事，帮助他和他子孙来记得神的作为。
So let's all turn to Genesis chapter 28. We'll be taking a look at verses 10 through 22.
我们翻到创世纪28章，我们会念10到22节。
And we're going to look at what Jacob experienced and how he responded.
我们要来看雅各经历了什么，他怎么样反应了。
And then we'll take a look at some ways in which ways that can help us remember the Lord, especially in times of crisis.
然后我们也来思想一下，我们能够怎么样来纪念，然后帮助我们来度过以后的难关。
Now, before this, Jacob was experiencing a crisis in his life.
在这段经文之前呢，讲到雅各正在经历他生命当中一个危机。
Take a look at the chapter before in 27 verses 41 to 45.
我们来看一下，这之前的经文就是创世纪二十七章四十一到四十五节。
I'll ask Elaine to read that for us in Chinese.
请Elaine来为我们念。以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就怨恨雅各，心里说：“为我父亲居丧的日子将完，到那时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。”有人把利百加的大儿子以扫的话告诉利百加，他就打发人去叫了小儿子雅各来，对他说：“你哥哥以扫想要杀你，报仇雪恨。现在我儿，你要听我的话，起来逃往哈兰我哥哥拉班那里去，同他住些日子，只等到你哥哥怒气消了，你哥哥向你消了怒气，忘了你向他所做的事，我便打发人去把你从那里带回来。为什么一日伤你们两个人呢？”
And that brings us to verse 10, which says, Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran.
然后这就把我们带到第十节，二十八章的第十节，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。
So Jacob here is fleeing for his life.
所以雅各是在逃命。
As we just read, his brother Esau was out to kill him.
你看刚念到说以扫要把他杀了。
And if you remember the story, Jacob had deceived his brother out of the birthright with that pot of stew.
如果你记得那个故事的话，雅各偷了他哥哥长子的名分。
And then later on, he stole the actual blessing from his brother by dressing up as his brother and pretending he was Esau.
之后他又把他装扮成以扫的样子，把他的祝福偷掉了。
So Esau is so upset that he wants to kill his younger brother.
以扫真的非常生气，想要杀了他的兄弟。
So Jacob's mother tells Jacob to go flee to Haran.
所以他的妈妈就告诉雅各说：“你赶快逃命。”
Now Haran was a strange land over 500 miles away.
哈兰是一个很遥远的地方，五百里以外。
Now they didn't have airplanes or cars back then.
那时候没有车子，也没有飞机。
So, you know, Jacob never went to Haran for a vacation or anything like that in the past. So he doesn't know anything about this place.
雅各从来没有到哈兰去度过假或怎么样。
He's going there sight unseen.
他是这样子盲目的去了。
Now you might think, that's not so bad. I mean, most of you did that, didn't you? You all came here from China and Taiwan, and when you came over here, you never saw the States maybe, right?
那也没有关系，你们大部分人从中国来，你们也没有见过美国。
But you came here because you knew it was going to be good.
但是你来到这里，因为你知道这是一个好的地方。
Many of you came here for your education, or maybe you came here for a job because you knew things would be better or good here.
你来这里接受教育或者工作，你知道这里的机会比较多。
But I don't think Jacob had such a good idea. I mean, he's forced to leave. He didn't choose to leave.
但是雅各并没有这样的好的事情，因为他是被迫离开的。
And he may have had some relatives in Haran, but he didn't really know anyone there.
他可能有些亲戚，他并不认识其他人。
So I imagine Jacob felt lonely and discouraged.
所以你可以想象，雅各可能会觉得很孤单，而且很失望。
I mean, yes, he received the blessing from his father, but probably now he felt like he was more cursed.
是没错，他从他父亲接受了祝福，但是他感觉上好像是被咒诅了一样。
I imagine there was an ache in his heart. You know, he's missing his mother, he's missing his home. Maybe wondering, where is God?
我可以想象他心很心痛，他可能很怀念他的妈妈，想念他的家，不知道神在哪里。
And there are a lot of times, I think, in life where we can feel this way.
很多时候我们生命当中也会这样感觉。
Maybe things aren't going your way. You've worked so hard for something, but you're not seeing much progress.
你可能工作很努力，但是没有看到进展。
Or maybe you've been looking for a job for a long time, but nothing has come about.
你在找工作很久没找到。
Or maybe, you know, a prospect that you thought looked promising now is really disappointing.
你觉得很有前景的事情现在也很失望。
Maybe you're experiencing relationship problems with your spouse or your kids or with a friend or people at work.
跟你太太、你的小孩、工作的地方的人关系有问题。
And all this, you're wondering, where is God? Where are you?
你会想说神啊，你在哪里？
It's like walking into a cold, dark cave, all alone, without a light.
你好像走进一个阴冷的洞穴，没有光。
And there are a lot of times in my life when I felt this way.
很多时候在我的生命当中我会这样感觉。
I remember when I was in college.
我记得我在大学。
You know, I went to MIT when I was in college.
我去 MIT。
MIT stands for Mom, I Tried.
MIT 代表妈妈，我试了，努力了。
I mean, it was so difficult for me. I mean, the workload, the homework, the projects and everything, I mean, it was just so overwhelming all the time.
这个对我来说是很难的事情，功课很重。
They say getting an education at MIT is like taking a drink from a fire hose.
有人说从这个 MIT 接受教育好像是从那个消防龙头里面喝水。
I mean, there's so many times I was so stressed out and so discouraged about how things were going.
很多时候我实在是压力很大。
I remember another time when I was experiencing a crisis. It was right before I went to speak at a youth camp down in Houston many years ago.
我还记得另外一件我很沮丧的一段时间是我到小斯顿的一个青年营去讲道。
Now this was back when I was young and foolish.
那时候我还年轻。
Now I'm just foolish.
不是愚昧，那个时候是年轻愚昧，现在我只是愚昧。
But they asked me to speak 14 messages over 7 days.
他们叫我七天讲十四堂信息。
It was two camps back to back.
两个青年营。
For middle school, then for high school.
一个是中学生，一个是初中，一个高中。
And so I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, okay.
我不知道怎么，我就说好啊。
And then the day before I left for this camp, I started to lose my voice.
我离开那个去青年营的时候，那一天我就声音没有了。
I mean, it started to get raspy. I sound like a teenager. You know, just you know, my voice was changing.
我的声音就不断的变声，像年轻人一样。
I mean, how am I going to give 14 messages over the next 7 days? My voice, even before the first one, is giving out.
七天讲十四堂信息，我第一天声音就没有，怎么讲？
I don't know what I was going to do.
我不知道要干什么。
So I just asked my church down in Texas back then to pray throughout the entire week for me.
我就邀请我的德州的教会为我们祷告。
But I was really feeling discouraged.
我觉得很失望。
And more recently, these past few months, I've been feeling a little worn out, maybe a little burnt out.
最近我觉得很软弱，很疲惫。
I know I haven't been sleeping well, and I've been feeling kind of discouraged about how certain things were going.
我常常睡不好觉，有时候为一些事情也有点失望。
I was worrying about a lot of different things.
我担心很多的事情。
So it was a crisis that I felt really kind of alone and discouraged.
在这个事情当中，我蛮失望的。
But as Jacob goes through this crisis, he experiences a change.
在雅各在这个当中，雅各也是很失望、沮丧。但是在这个当中，他经历了一个改变。
It's a life-changing experience.
是一个生命的改变。
And on his journey to Haran, he has his dream in verse 11 to 12.
在他去哈兰的路上，他做了一个梦。
Why don't you read that for us, verse 11 to 12?
我们请伊琳念11到12节。到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
So he has this dream, and he sees this ladder going up to heaven with angels going up and down.
他在梦中他看见一个梯子，而且梯子上有天使上去下来。
Then verse 13, he sees the Lord standing above the ladder.
而且在十三节当中，他看见耶和华站在梯子以上。
It says, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring.
说我是耶和华，你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
And so he hears the Lord speaking these wonderful promises to him.
他听见神向他述说这些很奇妙的应许。
He promises the land in verse 13. He says, "The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring."
他应许递给他说，你躺卧之地，我要赐给你和你的后裔。
I mean, Jacob is leaving this land right now. I mean, he's probably wondering if he's ever going to come back, but God promises him that land.
雅各要离开这个地方，他不知道他是不是会回到这个地方，但是神应许递给他。
Then verse 14, he says this, your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
24节说, 你和你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多, 必向东西南北开展, 地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
So he promises that Jacob would be very, very fruitful.
他会说雅各会得果子,
he says his descendants will be like the dust of the earth.
他说你的后裔会像地上的尘沙那么多。
I think about all the dust in my house.
我知道我想到我家里的尘,
That's a lot of dust.
很多灰尘。
I have to keep cleaning it.
我不断地要清洁。
I mean, here Jacob's descendants are going to be like the dust of the earth.
你想想看,
I mean, Jacob might be wondering if he's going to die, but God promises that he'll live and he'll be prosperous and he'll have a great legacy.
雅各担心他会死掉,
but more than that, God promises his presence.
更重要的是神祝福,
Verse 15, Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
15节说我也要与你同在你无论往哪里去我必保佑你领你归回这地总不离弃你直到我成全了向你所应许的。
You know, if Jacob was feeling all alone and far from God, God here promises that he'll be right there with him.
雅各很孤单, 远离, 觉得远离神, 但是神应许他, 他与他同在。
He'll be there until these promises are fulfilled.
而且他要与他同在, 一直到他成就了给他的应许。
I mean, just imagine the difference this made on Jacob's outlook as he experienced this.
你可以想象这对雅各是怎么样
God is saying things are going to be all right. Things are going to be even better.
神应许他说事情会好的。
God was faithful. God was going to be with him.
神是信实的会与他同在。
Now remember, at this point, things don't look all that good for Jacob.
你记得吗? 那个时候环境看起来不好。
He's been forced to leave his home.
他被迫离家。
It looks like Esau is going to get the inheritance after all. I mean, Esau is still with his father, and Jacob is the one who has to leave.
看起来雅各会得到遗产, 因为以扫还跟他父亲在一起, 雅各要离开。
But all that Jacob had here was the word of the Lord, but for him, that was
enough. 那对他来说是足够了。
You know, Jacob had to wait 20 years before he returned back to this place.
雅各等了20年再回到此地。
20 years is a long time.
20年很长。
But God's promise was fulfilled just as he said.
神的应许成就了。
Have you had a similar life-changing experience of God in the past?
你有没有经历过相似的生命改变的经历?
A time where God did something that made you say, Wow, God, you are awesome.
有一个时间神在你身上做了一件事让你说, 神啊, 你好棒。
Maybe not a dream like Jacob, but something where you saw God work.
也许不是一个梦, 但是一件什么事情让你知道神的工作。
Maybe you experienced a trial or a crisis or a difficulty where God delivered you.
也许是一个你生命当中的难处, 神帮助了你。
I think back again at my college days.
我想回想到我大学时代。
There are so many times I thought I wasn't going to make it through.
很多时候我想说我大概没有办法读完了。But
God brought me through. He enabled me to graduate with a master's degree in a 4.5 years through this internship program.
通过他神的实习计划, 他把我带过来四年半,我得到一个, 硕士学位。
That was pretty miraculous.
那是很神迹的。
Or maybe you experienced a miracle in your life or someone else's where you experienced something where God definitely intervened.
可能你在你的生命当中也有一些神迹。 你们可能经历一个事情, 神绝对介入了。
So when I went to that camp in Houston, my voice lasted the entire week.
那我在那个青年营, 我的声音一个礼拜都有。
And the response from the youth was way better than I ever expected.
从小孩子们来的反馈, 比我想象的要好太多了。
I mean, God had definitely done something there.
神一定在那里做了事，动了工。
Because it definitely wasn't me.
因为不是我。
So Jacob experiences a crisis.
也许神，雅各经历了一个危机。
Then he experiences a change as God works.
然后他经历了一个改变，神在里面动工了。
The third thing we see Jacob do is make a commemoration.
我们第三件看见雅各做的事情是他做了一个纪念。
I mean, how does Jacob respond to this?
他怎么回应呢？
Well, verse
16. 16节。
Says, then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
16, 17节，雅各睡醒了，说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。就惧怕说这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
So here Jacob acknowledges the Lord's presence and His work.
在这里，雅各看见神的工作和他的同在。
He acknowledges the Lord's presence was in the very place where he slept.
他发现神在他睡觉的地方，神的同在就在那里。
In verse 17, it says that he was afraid. And when he says, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. He's realizing how small he is in comparison to how great God is.
17节说，他就惧怕，说这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。他意识到他自己何等渺小，神是如此伟大。
So despite this awesome revelation, this awesome experience for Jacob, he doesn't become prideful and he doesn't think he's hot stuff.
所以在这个经验当中，他没有觉得他自己有怎么了不起，而是觉得惧怕神。
He doesn't say, wow, I must be someone really, really special. I must be better than most people for God to reveal something like that to me.
他没有说，哦，我一定非常不一般，所以神会把这样的启示给我。
See, there's no sense of pride. There's a sense of fear and humility because Jacob knows how sinful and undeserving he is.
所以他感觉到不是骄傲，而是一个惧怕和一个谦卑。
He sees how small and insignificant he is compared to God.
他看见跟神相比，他是何等渺小，不足为一谈。
This isn't a look at me, look how good I am response.
他不是哦，你看我，你看我多了不起。
It's a very God-centered, God-focused response. How awesome is God? How great is God?
而是一个非常神以神为中心的一个回应，说你看神多伟大，神好棒。
I know, you know, and sometimes when God does something wonderful in and through you, you might start to think, you know, you're really special, that you're hot stuff.
我知道有时候神借你做一些工，然后你就会觉得说，哦，我很棒。
I remember when I got into MIT, I thought I was pretty smart and brilliant, you know. When I got there, I was hot stuff.
当我进 MIT 的时候，我觉得我好聪明哦，很了不起，我是了不起的。
But then before classes even started, they called me in to take the English as a second language exam.
但是课还没有开始上，他们就叫我去要做一个测试，是英语作为第二语言的一个测试。
I go in there and say, English is my only language.
然后我进去说，英文是我的唯一的语言。
And then they're looking around, they're going, oh, you know, you had a very low SAT verbal score.
然后他们看一下说，哦，原来你这个 SAT 的那个语言的分数很低。
So we figure English must be your second language.
所以他们猜想那个英语是你第二语言。
Then I failed my first two exams.
然后我就第一、第二个考试都考得很糟糕。
I mean, one of them I didn't even get 50% correct.
一个我都没有五十分都不满。
And so they had to lower me. They had to put me in a lower math class.
他们必须把我放在一个比较低水准的数学课。
And you know, I already took calculus in high school, and now I'm having to take calculus again. In college,
我在高中已经修过微积分了。现在我在大学还得修。
Then I was talking to a bunch of other students, and we were comparing different SAT scores.
我在跟后来我又跟一些同学聊天，比较我们的 ACT 分数。
And my SAT score was way lower than the average of all the other MIT students.
我发现我的那个SAT 分数比大家都低很多。
I did not feel so brilliant anymore.
我不再觉得我自己很聪明了。
God was really humbling me.
神在谦卑我。
And he was saying, you're not hot stuff.
他说你没什么了不起的。
I got you in here for a reason.
我把你带来这里有一个原因。
And he did a great work in that whole thing.
他在里面做了奇妙的工。
I remember after that camp in Houston, after I got some notes from some of these students, I was tempted to think, wow, I'm hot stuff.
那时候我那个青年营之后，我从那些年轻人收到了一些回馈，我觉得我很了不起。
I was reading these notes that some of the students wrote saying how the messages had really changed their lives or how God used those messages to really encourage them.
他们告诉我说我的信息怎么样改变了他们的生命，神怎么样使用我。
And I was tempted to think, yeah, I'm pretty good, huh?
我就开始想说啊，我不错哦。
But then I remembered, God reminded me, you almost didn't even have a voice to give those messages.
然后我想起来，神提醒我说，你开始之前连声音都没有。
If they got anything out of it, it was because I was speaking through you.
如果他们从那里领受到什么，那是因为我借着你。
He's saying, I gave you that voice that week.
我给你这个那个礼拜，我给你声音。
So I really had to recognize God's work and presence in him, in my life.
所以我必须意识到神的工作和神的同在在我当中。
You know, don't steal the credit from God.
就不要从神窃取荣耀。
He doesn't like that.
他不喜欢的。
I learned that the hard way.
我也学了我的功课。
And so then Jacob, he worships God and gives God the glory.
然后雅各就敬拜神，把荣耀给神。
He calls the place Bethel.Bethel is Hebrew for house of God.
他叫那个地方伯特利，伯特利就是神的殿。
So God had shown himself in a very powerful way in that place, and so Jacob names that place to remember that God had shown himself.
神大能的与他同在，神，那个雅各就纪念那个地方，说那叫神的殿。
And then he makes a vow.
然后他许愿。
He says in verse 18, So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house.And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you.
18节到22节，雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利，但那个地方起先名叫路斯。雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，给我又给我食物吃，衣服穿。使我平平安安回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必作神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And so he vows this place would be a place of worship.
他许愿说，这个地方就是一个敬拜的地方。
He says, "When I come back, I will continue to worship the Lord here."
他说：“我回来的时候，我要继续在这里敬拜神。”
And he commits part of his possessions to the Lord.
他把他部分的他所拥有的来献给神。
And basically, in all this, Jacob is setting up a memorial.
基本上，雅各在这里是立石为记。
And he takes that stone that he used as a pillow, and he sets it up as a pillar, and then he anoints it.
他把他的枕头这个做一个石头立在那里，然后在那里为他浇油。
This stone was to remind Jacob of what had happened here.
这个石头会提醒雅各神做了什么。
And when he returned to that place, which he did 20 years later, and you can read about it in chapter 35, this stone, this pillar, would remind him that God was faithful to his promise.
当他二十年以后回到这里的时候，你可以从创世纪三十五章里面念到这块石头提醒他神当时做了什么。
That stone was a physical reminder of an awesome spiritual experience that took place in Jacob's life.
这块石头是一件实物，提醒雅各，神雅各所经历的一个属灵经历。
It was a testimony to God's faithfulness.
是神信实的一个见证。
See, Jacob did not want to forget this encounter, this experience of God.
雅各不想忘记这个经历，不想忘记神的这个同在。
How do you respond to what the Lord has done for you?
你对神所做的又怎样反应呢？
It's very easy to forget because we tend to be forgetful people.
我们是健忘的人，常常会忘记。
But like I said, it's important to remember God's work in and through us.
那就像我说的，要纪念神所做的是很重要的。
Not only because he deserves our appreciation and our praise.
不仅因为他配得我们的感恩和敬拜。
But it also can be a great source of encouragement and comfort whenever we experience difficult trials and crises in our life.
而且在我们遇见难处的时候，这会成为我们的鼓励和安慰。
One way that we can respond is primarily through the act of worship.
有一个可以回应的方法就是来敬拜。
One of my professors at seminary said that the heart and the soul of worship is remembering.
我的神学院的教授说过，敬拜的中心是纪念。
Now, are you taking time out to remember what God has done for you?
你有没有花一点时间来回忆神在你生命中做的？
As you are committed to worshiping God, continue to do that every Sunday as we come here together each week.
当你花时间来敬拜神，每个礼拜来这里做礼拜。
But ask yourself, are you really remembering the Lord, or are you just going through the motions every time you come here every Sunday?
可以问一下你自己，你真的是在纪念神吗？还是来只是走过场？
Are you here primarily to meet with friends, or are you here primarily to meet with God?
你主要来见你的朋友，还是见神？
You know, what was revolutionary for me in my worship experience was when I started to come to church, not on time, but early.
对我来说，革命性的改变是当我来到早上来主日的时候，提前来。
I would come to the sanctuary about 5 minutes before the service started and just sit down and spend some time meditating and remembering what the Lord had done for me.
我会提前5分钟来到这里，安静我的心，思想神所做的。
Now, before that, I did that. You know, I would just come either right on time at the start of the service or maybe even a little late. And it was just really hard to really get into the right spirit.
那之前呢，我都是准时或者稍微晚一点到。但是很难进入这个圣灵的同在。
I had no time to prepare myself to meet with God. I was just basically attending a program.
我没有时间去预备我自己来遇见神，只是参加一个程序。
But when I came early, when I sat down quietly to reflect, or maybe to read a psalm, or to think about how I experienced God that week.
当我早提前来到这里，安静我的心，也许读一个诗篇，来回想神的工作。
When I really spent the time remembering the Lord, it made worship so much more alive and real because I was truly meeting with God.
当我纪念神的时候，就使我的敬拜更有意义了，因为我真实的遇见神。
And then as you remember what he has done for you, don't forget to thank him for what he has done for you.
当你纪念神所做的事的时候，不要忘记感谢他。
To truly have that heartfelt sense of appreciation for all he's done in and through you.
真正的从内心来感谢他，为他在你身上所做的和借由你所做的。
And to let that thankfulness overflow in our singing and in our praying.
让这样的感恩的心从通过我们的唱诗来表达出来。
Now, too often we are not very appreciative of God.
常常我们不太感恩。
All we do is ask for more and forget all that he has already given us and blessed us with.
我们只要求更多更多。
So worship is one way that we can remember the Lord.
所以敬拜是我们可以来回应他的一个方法。
A second thing we could do to remember is like Jacob, set up a memorial to remind you of what the Lord has done.
第二件你可以做的事情是像雅各一样建立一个实物来纪念。
Set aside something that you will see often that will remind you of the situation where the Lord delivered you or where he displayed his power in your life.
用一个食物来提醒你他怎么样拯救你或者他怎么样在你的生命当中出现。
And then be encouraged as you face difficult times by letting that object remind you to point to that prior situation where God worked in the past.
当你在生命当中经历难处的时候这件食物就可以指向以往的经历提醒你神怎么样动工的。
And let it remind you that he can do it again.
让这件食物来提醒你他会再一次同样的。
Let it remind you that he is faithful and that he is with you.
让他提醒你说神是信实的。
So sometime this week, as we celebrate Memorial Day, think about some of the great things that God has done in your life.
这个周末，当我们来纪念日的时候，让你来想想看，神怎么样在你身上动工了。
What could you set aside as a commemoration to the Lord to remind you?
你可以用什么样的食物来提醒你
？Maybe a scrapbook or some pictures.
可能一个照相簿
，maybe a souvenir or a memento，
一个纪念物。
But something that is set aside as a reminder about God，
只是一件东西让你可以想起神。
Not just fond memories, not just great experiences, but God's powerful work in and through you。
不只是一个回忆，不只是一段经历，而是神大能的工作。
I have several reminders for me。
我有几件纪念物。
One of them is my MIT class ring.
有一个就是我的 MIT 的一个戒指。
This is kind of big, ugly thing, right?
它是一个不太笨拙的东西。
We call it a brass rat.
我们叫它是一个小一个
rat
海一个海鼠海狸。
Because there's a beaver here on the top.
因为它里面就是有一个海狸在上面。
Now, beaver is the MIT mascot.
海狸是MIT 的吉祥物。
Because beavers are nature's engineers, right?
Beaver, 海狸是大自然的工程师。
Because they build dams and stuff like that.
因为他们可以造那种这个闸大坝。
Yeah, we're kind of nerdy, I know. Okay, but this is a constant reminder of what God did at those four and a half years in college.
但是这个食物就不断地提醒我神在大学时代在我身上做的。
It reminds you that God got me in even though I really shouldn't have been there.
他提醒我我不该在那里神带我进去的。
It reminds me that God pulled me through.
他提醒我神带我出来。
And all the difficult and discouraging times that he brought me through then reminds me as I look at this that he can pull me through now.
那个时候神怎样带我经过困难就提醒我他同样在今天可以带我经过。
So I'll look at this from time to time and remember God's faithfulness and God's work.
只有看见这个戒指的时候我就看见神的信实和他的工作。
This is a book, or a scrapbook that the folks, the youth from that discovery camp in Houston sent me after that camp.
这本东西是那个青年营的小年轻人做的一个纪念册。
I put this on my desk, in my office.
放在我办公室的桌上。
Because it's a reminder, you know, it has a bunch of pictures from the camp as well as some notes from them, thanking me for, or what God did through that camp.
因为它上面有一些照片，有一些字，年轻人写的，提醒我神在那时候的工作。
But this is a reminder to me that when I was weak, God was made very, very strong.
他提醒我说当我软弱的时候神非常的刚强。
And there are times when I feel weak or discouraged now, I can look at this and remember God can do awesome things.
当我软弱的时候我就看看说我知道神可以做很奇妙的事。
He did it before, he can do it again.
他以前做过他还会再做。
And that he is the same God with Jacob is with me now.
他也是雅各的神也是我的神。
And there's also some promises of God that I have committed to memory that have been really, really helpful.
还有一些经文我把它背起来对我也很有帮助。
One of my favorite verses is Romans 8:28.
有一个我很喜欢的经文是罗马书八章二十八节。
It says, And we know God causes all things to work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. To those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
他说我们晓得万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处就是按照他旨意被召的人。
It doesn't say that all things are good, but all things work together for good.
It 都是好的，而是说凡事都互相效益变成好的。
And I remember reading this verse and clinging to this verse when I was in college.
我记得在大学时代我就念这个经文，而且是抓住这个经文。
You know, especially when things weren't going well, when I thought I wasn't going to make it, in desperation, I would kind of shake this verse in God's face.
我就说不行了，我就会抓住这段经文，抓住他的应许。
I would say, you promised, okay, you promised that all things work together for good, okay? Things don't look good right now. I don't see how this is going to turn out for good, but you promised.
我会说，神啊，你知道你应许我们说，凡事都互相效益，叫我们得益处。事情看起来不太好，但是你应许了会是好的。
And God has always delivered on that promise.
神总是在他的应许上是兑现的。
No matter how discouraging and no matter how down I was, I saw God work sooner or later in awesome ways.
不管我如何沮丧，我总是看见，迟早都看见神的工作在里面。
Another thing I've done is I've started a journal.
还有一件事情是我开始了一个日记。
It's a how I've seen God work journal.
那是一个叫我怎样看见神的工作日志。
I started this journal when I was on a missions trip about 15 years ago.
我从15年前开始了，在一个短宣的路上开始了这个日记。
And it was a missions trip where I just saw God work in so many powerful ways. I just couldn't imagine God doing some things that he did.
我在这个短宣途中看见神大能的工作，我没有办法想象神会这样奇妙动工。
There are certain coincidences or certain things that God just turned a situation around where I go, wow, God, you are amazing.
有些偶遇，神就会把事情整个的翻转。
And I didn't want to forget how I saw God work, and so I wrote some of these things down.
我不想忘记神所做的，所以我把它写下来。
Now, I haven't been as faithful as I should have been in terms of keeping up with this journal, but I recently started it up again.
我没有很维持把这个日志维持得很好，但是最近我又回去。
And I was really encouraged as I reflected and remembered how I've seen God work over the years.
那我看的时候，我就会想起神那个在那些日子是怎样动工的。
And again, these aren't just to bring back fond memories.
那就是这些不只是把旧日的记忆带回来。
They are to be reminders of God and what He did.
而是来提醒我们神做了什么。
And going through this recent bout of discouragement and burnout these past couple months, I realized, you know, I haven't been remembering what God has done in the past so much.
最近我比较疲倦，有点沮丧，那是因为我没有很多的去回想神在我以前做的事。
You know, I was so focused on what wasn't happening and what God wasn't doing that I didn't see what God actually was doing.
我太注重了神现在发生的事情，神还没有做什么事情，但是我忘记了神已经做过的事情。
And I'd forgotten to remember what God had done in the past.
我忘记神以往的工作。
But as I've started to focus more on that instead of the issues that worry me, I've noticed that the fog has lifted slowly.
当我注目在那些以往的经历上的时候，我发现那个雾气就慢慢散去了。
I've been more encouraged than discouraged because I'm doing a little better job of remembering what God has done.
我被鼓励了，而不是沮丧。我记得神的工作。
You know, throughout the Old Testament, God had His people set up these different observances and different memorials to remember.
整个旧约，神都让以色列人来设立一些纪念物，来纪念神的工作。
And when they forgot, they grew further and further away from the Lord until He eventually just sent them into exile.
当他们忘记的时候，他们就越来越远离神，一直到被掳。
Don't make that mistake.
不要犯这样的错误。
How will you remember the Lord and His work in and through you?
你怎么样纪念神的工作？你怎么样纪念神在你身上做的？
Again, we are forgetful people who can oftentimes forget the things that people have done for us.
我们是健忘的人，忘记别人做的事。
Even worse, we can forget the things that God has done for us.
更糟糕是我们会忘记神的工作。
So remember the Lord through memorials and reminders that you have set up for that purpose.
所以让我们来设立一些纪念物来提醒我们。
So that you can continually have this attitude of worship and thanksgiving and encouragement as you remember the Lord.
让我们就可以不断地有一种感恩的心来被鼓励。
So this Memorial Day weekend, spend some time to remember.
这个国丧纪念日，让我们来花一点时间来纪念神。
And try to set up some memorial to remind you of how God has worked in you.
设立一些食物来提醒你神的工作。
And then remember to look at it and remember.
纪念去看看它，纪念因着这些东西来纪念神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Just spend a moment thinking about what has God done for you this past week, this past month, or maybe this past year.
花一点时间来思想神这个月、这个礼拜在你身上做了什么。
How has God worked in you?
神怎么样在你里面动工了。
How has God shown himself to you?
神怎么样在向你显现呢。
Let's spend some time thinking about that.
我们来想一想。
Just spend a moment giving thanks to God for what He has done in you.
让我们为神的工作来感恩。
And my encouragement to you is sometime this week, set up something as a reminder, as a memorial to the Lord for what he has done, so that you can look upon that object or that, whatever that might be, and just give thanks and be encouraged as you remember what he's done.
我对你的鼓励是这个礼拜你可以花一点时间来设立一个东西，让你可以一件食物帮助你来纪念神在你身上的工作。然后提醒你，鼓励你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being an awesome God.
谢谢天父，我们谢谢你是这样奇妙伟大的神。
As we celebrate Memorial Day this tomorrow, we just want to give you thanks for all those men and women who gave their lives in the armed forces so that we might have freedom.
明天当我们来庆祝国丧日的时候，我们谢谢你给我们这些男女将士。为我们牺牲，让我们可以有自由。
But even more than that, we thank you so much for your Son who gave his life for us so that we might have eternal freedom from sin and death.
更重要的，我们是要感谢你，给我们你的儿子，让我们把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
And we thank you so much that you have not left us alone, but that you interact with us and are with us every step of the way, every day of our lives.
而且我们更要感谢你。你没有把我们撇弃在一边，你每天都与我们同在，跟我们有相交。
And we thank you for the many ways that you have worked in our lives and showing yourself and pulling us through difficult times.
我们谢谢你在很多用不同的方法，主与我们同在，把我们从困境当中拉出来。
Please forgive us for being so forgetful of all these wonderful things you've done for us.
赦免我们常常忘记你对我们做的奇妙的事情。
And help us to take steps so that we can be better rememberers of what you've done.
帮助我们来采取步骤，让我们可以更多的纪念你的作为。
And that through these reminders, Lord, may we be drawn closer to you as you are reminded of your presence with us.
借着这些纪念物，让我们可以常常回想起你。而且你在我们身上的工作。
And may we share these wonderful stories with others so that they might be encouraged and you might be honored.
我们也可以纪念你通过我们所做的，让别人能够也知道你的作为。
So help us to be people who remember you, Lord.
帮助我们成为感恩的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
谢谢牧师带来神宝贵的信息，提醒我们要常常纪念神在我们生命中所成就的一切恩典。 Thank you Pastor for bringing God's words to us this morning and remind us to always be a people to remember God's grace. So 可以请会众一起起立，我们一起用万福源头这首诗歌来回应神。
全能真神万福源头，恳求使我唱歌颂，主赐恩惠如川长流，应当颂赞主恩宠。愿主教我每秒乐章，犹如天使主前唱，赞美救恩如山稳妥，救赎慈爱无限量。我要立时记住恩典，蒙主帮助到如今，上望恩主一直引导，暗地添加蒙福音。耶稣看我如羊失群，愿你添加做迷途，主来救我脱离危险，流出宝血洗罪污。每日主赐恩典无量，扶助恩债难报偿，愿主恩惠如莲相牵，维系我心与主连。我深知道心意放荡，愿你扶驾不虚晃，尽显身心求加印记，永着主名在福家。
我们一同祷告。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你借着曾牧师的口，真的是你提醒我们做一个感恩的人，帮助我们能够感恩，能够知恩，能够不忘记你在我们生命中间赐给我们的恩典。主，真的是我们大部分是一个移民到美国来的第一代的这些移民者。主，真的是你让我们来到一个这个国家，真的是你让我们在这边能够受到教育，能够成立家室。真的是当我们思想到我们的子女的时候，我们思想到子女是你自己所赐给我们的产业。我们所回到我们的家中的时候，我们想到你赐给我们这些能力，让我们能够还有一个健康的身体，我们可以工作。主，这一切原本是从你而来。主，真的是你自己赐给我们有这样子一个属灵的添加，你让我们在这边有弟兄姐妹一同来奔跑你自己所预备给我们的天路，帮助我们真的是常常在你的面前施恩感恩。主耶稣，真的是在这个时候，我们也愿意将我们所当纳的一部分放在你的面前。我们真的是谢谢你，你自己这样子拣选了我们，也是洗净了我们的罪孽，让我们在与你自己的事工上面服事能够有份。主，真的是我们在这个时候真的是愿意将我们自己所当纳的一部分摆在你的面前，愿意与你自己所同工，也愿意你自己的国度能够真的是行在这个地上如同行在天上。我们再一次的真的是纪念你自己赐给我们诸般的恩典，我们的好处不在你以外，帮助我们时常时时的思想在我们所从你那边领受到的一切的恩典，
我们原本不配，你自己白白的加给我们。主，真的是我们谢谢你，我们愿意将这样子的我们所摆上的当作一个馨香的祭，能够放在你的面前，愿你自己的心能够烧得悦纳。我们谢谢主，我们一同的祷告祈求感。